We had a huge announcement. The Trump administration announced that they're looking at 232 tariffs for heavy-duty trucks. This is a really big deal for our country and for Ford. Companies like PACCAR and Ford, we make all of our heavy-duty trucks in America. We have a lot of competition from overseas, and a 25% tariff will be a really big deal.
That's Jim Farley, CEO of Ford Motor Company, talking about President Trump's announcement of 25% tariffs on all medium and heavy-duty trucks imported into the U.S. starting November 1st. Now, it's a move that the president says will protect American manufacturing, but critics warn it could raise prices and strain relations with key allies. Bloomberg's Keith Naughton joins us now to break down who wins, who loses, and what it means for the auto industry. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
So, what's the main goal here? Is this truly about national security and protecting U.S. manufacturers, or is it more of an economic power play?
Well, it definitely protects U.S. manufacturers, but from the national security standpoint, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce opposed this because the primary, you know, exporters of heavy trucks to the United States are Mexico, Canada, and Europe, and those are not our enemies, so we don't really seem to have a national security basis, but a protectionism basis to protect the U.S. makers like Ford, like General Motors, who both make medium-duty trucks here in the United States, that is one of the drivers, and that it will have that impact.
You know, a lot of people talking about this on social media. Farley is definitely for it. Some people saying, well, what about competition? Doesn't that, you know, sort of push things in the right direction and keep prices where consumers want them?
Yeah, I mean, and these are the big trucks going all the way up to the 18-wheelers and school buses. So, tariffs are inflationary. There's just no way around it. It drives up prices. But what's been fascinating about this particular tariff tussle is it's kind of pitted the Detroit automakers against each other, because Stellantis builds heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks down in Mexico, and they really oppose these tariffs. They were telling the White House to give them an exemption, while GM and Ford were saying, we build our trucks in the United States, Stellantis shouldn't get a better deal than we have.
Meanwhile, at the end of last week, Donald Trump talked about some significant tariff relief for production of vehicles in the United States. It sent the stock levels of General Motors and Ford and Stellantis that were trending down. They went upwards, according to reports. So what does that signal in terms of where Donald Trump is on some of these tax issues, or tariff issues, rather?
Yeah, you know, this is a very important segment to the Detroit automakers in particular, because big pickup trucks are their most profitable segment. That Stellantis factory in Saltillo, Mexico, generates about $2 billion in profit for Stellantis. And, you know, Ford's Kentucky truck plant is a huge profit center for the company. So they really want to get in a situation where those particular products are least tariffed or not tariffed if they're made in the United States.
If you're Mexico, Keith, where imports of these trucks to the U.S. have tripled, I believe, since 2019, how do you respond? Could you see retaliation or adjustments in future trade agreements?
Yeah, I mean, there remains tension with Mexico, and that has become a big production center, as you say, Lloyd, for these big trucks. There are other companies. Volvo is in the process of building a big truck factory down there that's supposed to open in 2026. You know, we still don't have a trade deal with Mexico and Canada beyond the existing one, the USMCA that the tariffs have supplanted. Mm-hmm. And there are trade deals with Japan and South Korea and Europe. So particularly the U.S. automakers would like to see a trade deal with Mexico, since that's one of their primary export markets.
So the EV credits have expired, correct?
Yes, they ended on September 30th.
So any news from that front? Was there a rush on EVs before the credit?
There absolutely was a rush, and they really had, you know, the best third quarter they'd ever have. But now the expectation, Jamie, is that, you know, sales will really collapse. Jim Farley, who you had that quote from, says he feels like they'll fall by half. So without that $7,500 tax credit, which it represents a huge percentage for the purchase price, it's going to be really hard to sell an EV.
Back to the tariff issue, how do these moves now impact what will be negotiations upcoming on the USMCA?
Yeah, I mean, that is really an important negotiation. And this does create sort of another tension with Mexico. It makes it that much more difficult. So, you know, those are the things that the Detroit automakers would like to see get done. Canada and Mexico are their two most important trading partners. And currently, you know, they're at this 25% rate, whereas Japan and South Korea and Europe now are going down to 15%. So they would really like to see a deal with Mexico and Canada.
You know, the Volvo Group is investing $700 million in that truck plant in Monterrey, I believe, Mexico. And I believe it's going to open next year. You think companies will rethink their investments like that if these tariffs hold, or is it just too late to reverse course at this point?
Well, that one is so far along, Lloyd. I would think it is too late to reverse course, but you can also change the mix of things you build in a factory. But I think other automakers, truck makers, will think twice if suddenly there's a new levy on the products they're going to build. 25% is a lot. So it is definitely going to have an impact on where things are built, which is, of course, part of what Trump is doing here. He's trying to get more things built in the United States.
And that remains to be seen because it takes a while to bring manufacturing back. What do you expect from Canada's Carney at the White House today? Do you think that he's going to try and negotiate something?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Canada's even more precarious in the auto industry. They don't have as low a labor costs as Mexico, so they're not as attractive for automakers to build their cars in. So you put a tariff on top of that, that really could hurt Canada's auto industry. You know, Ford is supposed to start building Super Duty trucks in Oakwood, Ontario, but, you know, that kind of hangs in the balance until some sort of trade deal can be negotiated.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Keith Naughton, auto business reporter at Bloomberg. We appreciate you always coming on, giving us insight on these different issues. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, talk about a groundbreaking shift in maritime safety. We'll tell you more about that coming up with Mobility Makers at 6:35 on JR Morning.